Today, price discrimination in the savings market. Hello again, I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. One of the critical issues which is hardly discussed in the media is the fact that many savers have funds in accounts which are paying very low rates of interest, when in fact there are better deals available. This little guilty secret allows banks to pump up their margins, offer highly attractive rates to capture new customers, and then milk them downstream. Paying lower interest rates to long-standing customers is a long-running pricing strategy used by firms around the world and gets almost no coverage. It's a blatant example of price discrimination, which occurs when providers offer different prices to different customers that have the same cost to serve, but different willingness to pay. But now the UK's Financial Conduct Authority has released a discussion paper on the problem, which we also see here in Australia. They believe this is unlikely to change without further intervention. And they propose a solution which we think might be worth looking at here too. So today, I'm going to look through their report and discuss the issue in depth. And by the way, if you value the content we produce, please do consider joining our Patreon program, where you can support our ability to continue to make great content. Here is the link, and it's also in the comments below. Many savers, yes, there are still some with money in the bank despite the debt bomb, have their hard-earned savings sitting in low interest paying accounts. The FCA research shows that 33% of the £354 billion easy access savings accounts balances in savings accounts in the UK have been in accounts for more than 5 years, and that on average, long-standing customers receive around 0.82% less than accounts opened more recently. A similar trend is also reported in the £108 billion investment savings account, where again, long-standing customers receive on average 0.87% lower. They call out the high level of consumer inertia in the cash savings market, and only 9% of consumers switched in the last 3 years. And their research also highlights that providers have multiple easy access products, leading to confusion for consumers, and large personal account providers that have a competitive advantage over smaller providers. So they've initiated a discussion about what should be done in the UK to improve outcomes for customers. They say that consumers are put off switching by the expected hassle. Large, well-established personal current account providers are able to attract most savings balances despite offering lower rates. And there is a lack of product transparency. In fact, this is the latest in a series of interventions which the FCA have been involved in since 2015. They initially trialled a switching box provided to customers periodically, setting out the potential financial gains from switching. This would prompt consumers to consider their choice of accounts and providers. Or a simple tear-off form and prepaid envelope that would enable a customer to switch to a better paying account offered by their existing provider more easily, internal switching. But neither worked that well, although the second, a simple tear-off form, was a little more effective. They also tried what they called a sunlight remedy for 18 months. In this trial, they asked firms to provide data on the lowest possible rate that customers could earn across all their easy access savings accounts and easy access ISAs. This was split into on-sale and off-sale accounts and branch and non-branch accounts. They released the data over 12 months via publications. However, they found that the trial did not make a clear, measurable impact on providers' rate-setting strategies. There may be several reasons for this, including that the rates published did not always accurately reflect the rate being paid to most customers. But in the current paper, they describe some of the other options they considered, including a complete price discrimination ban on easy access savings products. This would involve firms being required to offer single interest rates for all easy access savings accounts and easy access cash ISAs, irrespective of the length of time the account had been opened. Banning price discrimination would address the harm against long-standing customers. Under this approach, providers would be unable to offer different interest rates based on the age of the account. Long-standing customers would have the most to gain from this approach, as they are likely to see an increase in their interest rates. Furthermore, customers would not have to take any action to be put on the same rate as new customers. It would also increase transparency, as providers would be unable to obfuscate price by making interest rates for all customers clear. This would make it easier for customers to understand and compare their interest rates. It would therefore be beneficial for competition, as it would make it easier for customers to shop around for a potentially better value product with an alternative provider. It may be beneficial for smaller providers with smaller bank books as well, as it would not affect them as much as providers with large bank books. Similar providers would therefore be able to continue to offer higher rates than larger providers attracting customers. This would make it easier for small firms to attract new business and thus expand. The increased transparency as to this effect is customers would be able to compare rates more easily and understand how different providers treat their customers. However, the FCA says that although they have not performed any detailed modelling of this potential remedy, they believe that the unintended consequences of this approach could be significant, and it may outweigh the intended benefits. First, all retail deposits make up a vital part of providers' funding strategies, with 87% of funding generated by customers' deposits, either current accounts or savings accounts. This approach is therefore likely to have an adverse effect on funding models, and it would significantly decrease flexibility and reduce providers' ability to alter their pricing strategies to manage their funding requirements by, for example, shedding or attracting deposits. They consider that this could lead to significant unintended consequences. They therefore believe that a less restrictive option would be more proportionate relative to the harm. Secondly, the impacts may be offset by significantly reducing front book interest rates across the board, particularly for larger providers. This is because providers may find it too costly to increase interest rates on all back book accounts. And this may reduce the benefits of shopping around for more active customers who wish to remain with a larger provider. And if the customer knows they're getting the best internal rate, there may be less of an incentive to shop around at all. If fewer customers shopped around, then this may have the effect of further entrenching the power of the incumbents. So instead, they suggested the introduction of a basic savings rate, a BSR. The BSR would involve providers applying single interest rates, the BSRs, respectively to all easy access cash savings accounts and to all easy access ISAs, which have been open for a set period of time, for example, 12 months. Individual providers could decide the level of their BSR and would be able to vary it. Providers would remain able to offer different interest rates for customers in the period before the BSR applies, the front book, and the BSR option that they modelled is based on providers having broadly three groups of customers: front book customers who open their account within the last year, mid book customers who open their accounts between 1 and 2.5 years earlier, and back book customers who open their accounts over 2.5 years earlier. They suggest that consumers could gain £300 million per year, actually a range of between £150 million and £480 million. And this is a net transfer from firms to customers, taking into account the waterbed effect between the different customer groups. They envisage that a BSR could apply to an account after it had been open for a specific length of time. Providers could retain the full freedom to offer a range of easy access products to front book customers, i.e. on accounts before the BSR applies, and they would also be free to offer the BSR to front book customers. They envisage that a BSR could apply to all banks and building societies that offer easy access cash savings accounts and easy access ISAs. Credit unions were excluded from the scope of the CSMs, as most products they offer could not be substituted for others. Most credit unions in the UK offer a dividend rather than advertised interest rate on their savings. This dividend can depend on how much profit the credit union has made in the year. They say it would be important for the BSR to be communicated effectively to consumers. This would ensure that consumers are aware of the changes on their interest rates on their savings accounts and prompt them to consider their choice of savings accounts and firms. And in doing so, they may increase competitive pressure. In addition to providers' current obligations on the communication of interest rate changes, to provide clarity to consumers before they open their account, providers could display their BSR prominently on their webpage, clearly stating that this is their basic savings rate and that it is comparable, including the BSR, in summary boxes for easy access accounts. They could also make the interest rate that would apply after the 12 months clear and include a projection of the balance of the account when the BSR applies, based on, let's say, £1,000 account balance. If a BSR were to be proposed, the FSA's current view is that providers should communicate the change to existing customers when they first implement the BSR. As a development of the Sunlight Remedy trialled in 2015-16, they could introduce a Sunlight Remedy linked to the BSR. They could ask providers to report their BSRs to the FCA to be published on the FCA website biannually. The aim of this would be to bring to light firm strategies towards their long-standing customers. And they would expect this to be reported by the media as an indicator of how firms treat long-standing customers, exerting reputational pressure on firms to change their behaviour and increase the backbook rate transparency, and removing switching barriers by making it easier for customers to understand if they're getting a good deal. They believe that publishing BSRs on the FCA webpage would be more successful than the Sunlight trial, given that the BSRs would be directly comparable across firms. They believe this would also be more likely to have an effect on providers' rate setting strategies. Now, I think it's time that we had a debate in Australia about the same issue, because data from my surveys highlights that many savers are not getting the best returns they could. So far as I can see, ASIC has not even looked at the problem. Even more shame on them. Another case where regulators here are asleep and customers are being ripped off as a result. Now, does that sound at all familiar? As always, if you like what you've heard here today, please share and like the post and add a comment or question. And if you want to join the growing band of subscribers who receive alerts when we release new posts, do subscribe now. I'm Martin North, the Principal Analyst at Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again next time.